Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's International Sweatpants Day. Tony, wearing sweatpants?
Tony Kornheiser, no. Not wearing any pants.
Okay, pants, we don't need to. We don't need. That's too much information.
Well,
TMI.
You can't see. I'm not
standing up. You know what I'm into now?
Don't worry about it.
I'm into these new joggers. You know, like, yeah. But I mean wool. I mean, they look pretty good. You can travel in them. You could throw them off.
Are they the ones with the elastic around the ankle?
Yeah, I'd get rid of the elastic. I want them tapered, but I don't want elastic. I'm too old for elastic.
Okay. What do you mean you're too old for elastic?
I'm too old for elastic. I can't do that.
You're a kid at heart. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Deion flips a top recruit, Sebastian Korda pulls off a big upset, and Kendrick Perkins joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the upcoming NFL playoffs. Wilbon, you're always talking about your confidence pool. So yep. Rank these games in Ooh. Order of your confidence. Ooh. Jacksonville at Kansas City, Giants at Philadelphia, Cincinnati at Buffalo, Dallas at San Francisco.
Tony, if the pool I'm in with about 50 people every week for the last, I don't know, 12 years maybe, if that pool was going on in the postseason and I was doing this for real starting tomorrow, I'd have a tough time. I mean, I can't separate three of these games. There's one game I would pick with real confidence. So there are four games. The one game, Jacksonville at Kansas City, would be the four-point game. Is that about point spread? It's about the points you assign based on your confidence. I'm confident that right. Kansas City right. with Andy Reid and that team, that offensive juggernaut coming off a bye, will know everything Jacksonville is going to do, and this game may not be all that close. And then when you get to Giants at Eagles, Bengals at Bills, Cowboys at Niners, man, I have a harder time separating. My three-point game would be San Francisco. Coming off what we've seen them do, the Dallas Cowboys will not be playing against the sorry Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think that San Francisco's got too much to stop, and also Dallas going to have a harder time protecting Dak than they did last week. Thirdly, Tony, I would go Buffalo to lose at home to Cincinnati, a pick that will not be probably popular.
Right.
And Giants-Eagles, right. Tone, that's the hardest one. The division game, you and I are familiar. We've seen a million of those in person. They're tough to predict in the craziest of times. I'm going to go with the Eagles narrowly over the Giants, but I think this will be a tight, close game with the Giants having a chance for an upset in Philly.
So I think the most interesting player who's going to be out there this weekend is Jalen Hurts. Is he healthy? Can he run and take
Shoulder.
A hit? Because yeah. so much of the Philadelphia offense when they were really moving was Jalen Hurts being able to run the ball. If he is limited, I think it limits the Eagles. Our friend Jeff Ma, who does this for a living, picked the games on my podcast today. He picked all four home teams, Mike. I don't know what the record is of home teams historically in this particular weekend. I could see picking three of them. I agree with you. I think the most lopsided game could be Kansas City and Jacksonville. Because Andy Reid is not Brandon Staley, okay? And Jacksonville is lucky to be in this game. I yeah. worry about Cincinnati only in this regard, and I like them, but I worry about them in this regard. Two of their offensive linemen are declared out,
yeah,
and even when the offensive
tough.
Line was healthy, they did not protect Joe Burrow well enough. So I worry about that. I also worry about this. The way Dak Prescott got better from the Washington game to last week, Josh Allen had
Tampa.
A bad game last week against
Tampa.
Miami. He could get better.
Tampa.
He could get
Tampa.
Better. Yeah.
Tampa.
Okay.
He ain't playing Tampa. This guy's going to be a little bit different deal. Let's move to college football, where Deion Sanders just flipped a major recruit to Colorado. Seems like we're going to be saying that a lot. Five-star cornerback Cormani McClain had originally committed to the Miami Hurricanes, but now plans to play for Deion's Buffaloes in Colorado. It's the second straight year that Deion has landed the top cornerback recruit. He wooed Travis Hunter away from his alma mater, Florida State, last year. And Hunter followed Sanders to Colorado from Jackson State. Tony, what does all of this say to you about Deion, who you have loved for 25 years?
Love him. Pay attention here, everybody. These are two five-star cornerbacks. What position did Deion play in the pros?
Yeah,
he played
yeah.
cornerback. He played it so well, and if I'm not mistaken, at one point he said, we should change the name of cornerback to Prime, which is his nickname. As in, what position do you play? I play left prime. So if I am a talented cornerback and I want to go to the NFL, Of course I am going to go with Deion Sanders. I just want to be there for his individual tutelage alone. Mike, when he starts flipping offensive tackles and inside linebackers, and I think he's a great recruiter, when he starts doing that, then I'll know Colorado has something.
Tone, I'm going to look bigger picture here. I agree with everything you said about the position. Deion's going to do that, Tone. He's going to do that. I mean, charisma. You know what's funny? When Deion was doing those just awful, but fun, sort of funny, Affleck commercials, and he's doing them with Saban.
Brutal.
And now the commercials were awful, and they keep getting better. And Deion's out there. You can see Deion. You wake up in the morning, and you can see Deion. And you kids, come on, Tone. They followed Deion off the cliff of a 100-story building. He's got that kind of charisma.
He
Deion can coach a little bit?
He charmed me when he was in Washington.
Yeah, I remember.
He charmed me when he was in Washington. I'm going to root for him. But, Mike, Colorado is a sinkhole in the Power Five. 1-11 last year.
And it won't be.
Maybe one winning season in 18 years other than the COVID-shortened year. I hope.
He's going to turn it.
You're right. We
move
on. It was hit or miss for American men at the Australian Open today. Francis Tiafoe and Mackenzie McDonald, they both lost. But Sebastian Korda beat the number 7 seed and former U.S. Open champion Daniel Medvedev, who was number 1 in the world last year. There are 5 other American men left, Wilbon, but I know you want to talk about the Korda family, who you know.
Yes, a little bit. I mean, Nelly and Jessica. I mean, look, young Korda has got a ways to go to catch up with his sisters, okay? Because we're talking about both of them, and then Nelly's higher ranked and, I don't know, maybe the better player. They're both great. And he's got a way to go because they're a threat to win every major championship, either or both. And so, but I will tell you this, Tone, in doing some work with both Nelly and Jessica, they love their brother. I mean, they talk about him willingly. They talk about how talented he is. When people will talk about them. And by the way, this comes with their parents. Okay, both their parents were elite athletes. And so they got
That's
this
right.
honest, as they say. But they work at this. You talk about a charisma. I mean, just the whole family. I mean, beautiful and charismatic. And I think even though Nelly and Jessica have been out there for a while, now that you have a brother in a different sport, a family member in tennis, and he's playing like this with a bunch of young Americans who are on the come, I just think it's going to elevate everybody. But I still think he's got a way to go before he can catch his sisters.
So just for historical purposes, Peter Korda was ranked as high as number 2 in the world in tennis. Nelly Korda was high as number 1 in golf. Her sister Jessica is high as number 6. The mom was as high as number 24. Sebastian is now 28, which is why he says at the moment, I'm the worst athlete in the family, which is a funny line to say. And if he were to win the Australian Open, and that is really a long shot, he'd be the 4th person in his family to win because his father won it in 1988 and Jessica and Nelly won it in the golf, the Australian Open in golf. So he'd be the 4th member of the family. I think he's got star quality and potential. And it's an amazing family, the different sports, to be so good in different sports like that. It's amazing to me.
It is.
Let's take a break.
And they're easy to root for. They really are.
Coming up, should the Warriors be encouraged or discouraged by their overtime loss in Boston last night?
And do the Mavericks need to start trading to strengthen that team around Luka? We're going to ask our man, Kendrick Perkins.
By the way, the golf-tennis combo, I believe Jay Berger was a tennis player. Daniel Berger, his son, is a golfer. No, it's like
I don't remember
Calvin
Jay
Hill,
Berger as much
Griffin.
Tennis as
yeah,
I've watched.
He was on the fringes, top 20 maybe, probably not better than...
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number 1 selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Let's dig into the NBA with our bestie from NBA Today, the wonderful, and I stress that, the wonderful, Kendrick Perkins. We're going to start with this. Last night, the Celtics beat the Warriors, but it took them to overtime to beat the Warriors. So should the Warriors, and I know you've said the Warriors are not going to win the championship again. So I bear that in mind. But should the Warriors feel discouraged by this loss or encouraged by coming so close to the team with the best record in the NBA?
They should feel discouraged. And I know Steve Kerr after the game, he said that, you know, they played exceptionally well, you know, that more victory talk. But he went all in on that game. He started Jordan Poole and went with that three-guard lineup along with Andrew Wiggins and Draymond Green. And what happened was the Celtics were prepared. They stuck to their guns, and they went with their big lineup. Robert Williams, 14 and 11. Al Horford, 20 and 10. Jason Tatum, 34 and 19 down low. So if you're the Warriors, you're looking at it and you're saying, well, hell, where's our bench? You can't trust Kuminga. We don't know what's the relationship like with James Wiseman. Moses Moody has been non-existent. So now you have to upgrade your bench at the trade deadline. Otherwise, the Warriors are going to be in a worse position than what they are, is right now, come the second part of the season.
Perk, I'm going to ask you something similar about the Dallas Mavericks. Jason Kidd is either begging them or demanding that they play better defense. But, Perk, can a team as it exists with the personnel they have, can they get that much better in defense like Kidd is asking? Or do you have to go out and make personnel moves in order to get the defense you need?
Well, it's both. It's both. So what Jason Kidd is saying is that we're not that skilled offensively. We don't have the weapons to match up with other teams or elite teams around the league. So how do you make up for that? When you don't have the skill set to match the other teams, then all of a sudden you have to bring defense and you have to bring effort. You have to play hard every single possession. That's what he's telling his team, including Luka Doncic. Now, on the flip side of things, he's also sending a message to the front office saying, let's get some better pieces in here. Like, yes, we have Luka Doncic, but this is a team sport. We need other players, otherwise we're going to be in this position the rest of the season. And that's a team that's going to be borderline in the playoff hunt or in the play-in tournament with a ceiling of a first-round exit.
I love it that we're past the halfway point now, Perk, and guys are talking about what their teams need to do. Paul George talked about the Clippers needing to play with some urgency. I think that Paul George just needs to play, period. But looking at the Clippers – and what you see, is urgency their issue, or is there other? Are there other things that you put at the top of that list?
It's urgency, but it's something going on internally. Like, you know, and I feel so sorry for Ty Lue. This is a young coach, a young elite coach, one of the best in the game that, you know, prepares every single day, dedicates his all to the basketball game, has given us everything and more to the basketball game. And you have a group of guys that just don't want to play. Like, to me, they know that they're only one game above 500. How are you not being available and being reliable? And it started with Kawhi Leonard, and it started with Paul George. And I think from the jump, this was over Ty Lue head. It came from Lawrence Frank and Steve Ballmer. They gave those guys too much power and too much say-so and allow those guys to do whatever the hell they want. And guess what? Now, all of a sudden, if your leaders are doing this, all of a sudden you see Reggie Jackson sitting out games, Marcus Morris sitting out games. Like, you see, it's a ripple effect. And the Clippers, you know, to be honest, they got to make some moves. They got to bring some guys that's going to come in and be stars in their role and play a gender-free basketball, and that's going to be available. Available.
This is why we love having you on. Because unlike other people, you kill people.
Brings it.
This is so good.
Bringing it.
So good. We'll get you out of here on this. It's a long question. Starts with Stan Van Gundy. That he tweeted that in the 90s, players practiced harder and had more back-to-backs with a trainer and a strength coach. Now there are whole performance staffs, but injuries and games missed are way up. Why do you think that is? I'm just going to add parenthetically. In the 90s, in the 60s and 70s, they didn't have anything but one guy who was the traveling secretary and a trainer who kept track of fouls. Okay? And Wilt played every minute of every game, and so did everybody else. Go. I yield the floor to you.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. What guys in today's game doing with this whole quote-unquote load management rest days, they're disrespecting the game, and they're doing a disservice to the generation that's coming up underneath them. We have to realize this and think about it. Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, and Larry Bird and those guys, they paved the way for guys like Kobe and Michael Jordan and Kevin Garnett to make hundreds of millions of dollars, right? And then all of a sudden, you saw Tim Duncan and KG and Kobe. They did the same. They showed up to work. They played 82 games. And they made it possible for guys today to be making $40 to $50 million a year. And all of a sudden, you get to this point, and these guys are not available. They need load management. They need rest. And what it's going to do is it's going to hurt the next generation, because as soon as you walk in there for the CBA, you know what the owner's going to say? Oh, no, we can't do this. We can't be giving out this type of money. Or we go shorten the deals because they're not reliable, along with cheating the fan base. Imagine this, Tony and Wilborn. Imagine this. Hardworking people that's working 12 hours a day, right? Minimum wage, middle class, whatever it may be, paying their hard-earned money to go see certain guys in certain cities, and then you show up with your children or your wife or your friends or your family or whoever, and the guy is sitting out. Like, really? Come on, man. We got to do better.
This is why we love having you here.
It's a drop the mic moment. Perk.
So good.
I'm serious.
You're right. We agree.
So good.
Yeah. All in accord.
So good.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank y'all, legends.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, Vikings, Wilbon's team, make a move with their coaching staff.
My team, really? And
yeah,
will the Grizzles win their 12th consecutive game tonight? And that's Perk's team. Perk was on the Grizzlies before anybody was on the Grizzlies. Perk was on the Grizzlies. Anybody.
Perk just blows people up. Boom! See you around.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 25th birthday, Anthony Lamb. You might not have heard of Lamb. He's been kicking around the G League. In 2021, he played 24 games with Houston. In 2022, he played 2 games with the Spurs. The Warriors picked up Lamb this season on a two-way contract with the G League, but Lamb may not be going back there anymore. Lamb is now playing 20 minutes a game for Golden State. He's a 6'6 forward, and since January 1, he's shooting 55% from the field, over 47% from three, and he's averaging 13 points a game. Lamb was undrafted out of Vermont, despite being a two-time America East Player of the Year. you've got to respect the America East Conference and all its member institutions.
Anybody specifically you're thinking of in terms of member institutions, Tony? I'm just asking.
Binghamton,
by the way,
Bearcats now leading the America East.
Warriors need that help off the bench. They need a tag team partner, Lamb needs, because they need to get going, and it needs to be the reserves who fuel it.
Not so happy anniversary, Harvey the Hound. On this day 20 years ago, the Calgary Flames mascot was harassing Edmonton Oilers coach Craig McTavish with the Flames up 4-0. Enough was enough for McTavish, a former NHL tough guy who fought everyone as a player. McTavish pulled out Harvey's tongue and tossed it into the crowd. McTavish then went for a stick to swing it at Harvey, but assistants held him back. Shortly after, Harvey the Hound appeared on the ice with a long red scarf as a replacement tongue and continued to taunt the Oilers. McTavish later said, and I quote, "You deal with a lot of stuff as a coach, and Harvey the Hound is not in the job description, nor should it be," unquote. After the game, the person inside the Hound suit was reprimanded by the Flames. Boo!
You know how I hate mascots, Tony, but I must admit this was funny. This was legitimately funny. As much as I hate mascots, the towel as a tongue was a nice touch.
Happy trails to Gonzaga's 76-game home winning streak. The sixth-ranked Zags, beaten last night by Loyola Marymount 68-67, ending Gonzaga's 76-game home winning streak, which was the eighth longest in D1 history. Loyola Marymount had lost 25 straight games to Gonzaga. They hadn't won in Spokane in 31 years. In addition, this was Gonzaga's first loss to an unranked opponent in 84 games. Gonzaga now has 4 losses this season. This was the first one in conference. A tougher West Coast conference might help Gonzaga down the road, because historically, the Zags breeze through their conference, then lose in the NCAA tournament, possibly because they haven't played enough tough games in a while.
Tony, I root for Loyola Marymount. I'm of an age, and I covered college basketball at the time when Loyola Marymount went through some just very difficult times, Hank Gathers and after that.
Yep.
And they were in the news for a long time. They had good basketball for a long time, and I'm glad to see Loyola Marymount have a good win.
One omission, the Twins are reportedly trading reigning AL batting champ Louis Arraez to the Marlins for right-handed starter Pablo Lopez and 2 prospects. Well, Lopez better be good.
You go to Florida. What happens to you down there? I don't know what's going to happen to Arraez there.
Hit 316. No good. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The Nets have lost 4 straight without Kevin Durant. Of course they have.
Yeah. Kyrie scored 30 last night, and I think the Nets shot over 50%, and they still lost. It's trouble on the horizon. 5-16 last year without KD in that stretch. Vikings fired defensive coordinator Ed Donatelle after 1 season. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they were 28th in the league in defense. They played so many close games because they couldn't stop anybody. The LA Times reports that Bronny James will choose among Ohio State, USC, and Oregon. Pick one.
You know, I don't know, Tony. I have no idea. But LeBron really wanted to go to Ohio State. Loved the Buckeyes growing up under different circumstances. He always has said he would have gone there. We'll see. It'd be interesting if he goes to Ohio State, if Bronny does. Men's college hoops tomorrow, number 14 TCU at number 2 Kansas. Jayhawks going to lose a second straight?
No, they're not going to lose a second straight in conference. They're not Georgetown at 28.
Oh,
last one, will the Grizzlies get their 12th straight win tonight?
Go ahead. I don't know. The Grizzlies have so much swag. They're going to be so hyped for this game in L.A. Maybe too hyped, maybe.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Tim Tian, thanks very much. Shout out.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. Check out NBA Countdown tonight at 7 Eastern. Our late game is Grizzlies at Lakers. You'll want to see it unless you're Tony and you're asleep. Your Sports Center.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.